well, who knows where? But I'm strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy. My brother, so on we go.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is a prayer from the late great Pope John Paul II, and now a saint. We are asked to love and honour the life of every man and woman, and to work with perseverance and courage, so that our time, marked by all too many signs of death, may at last witness the establishment of a new culture of life, the fruit of the culture of truth and of love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire here, and thank you once again for joining the program. Now, we've been doing a lot about Fatima over the last 6 months, and probably Gary and I were always concentrating on Fatima because it's such a momentous apparition, and the message of Our Lady was relevant 100 years ago, and it is still relevant, if not more so, today. So I'm going to look a little bit at the apparition on the 13th of July, which has just been, and I want to just discuss a little bit more about it. Okay, now on the first two apparitions, on the 13th of May and the 13th of June, Our Lady opened her hands and a great light came out of her hands. Now on the July apparition, the light that came out of her hands actually penetrated the earth. So I just want to read what Sia says here. The rays of light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw, as it were, a sea of fire. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened or burnished bronze, floating about in a conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves, together with great clouds of smoke, now falling back on every side like sparks in huge fires, without weight or equilibrium, amid shrieks and groans of pain and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear. The demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repellent likeness to frightful and unknown animals, black and transparent like burning coals. Terrified, and as if to plead for succour, we looked up at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. The war is going to end, but if people do not cease offending God, a worse one will break out during the pontificate of Pius XI. When you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given by God that he is about to punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and of the Holy Father. To prevent this, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and for the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred and the Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. The Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me and she will be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. In Portugal, the dogma of the faith will always be preserved. Then a lady showed the children a vision, which for long has been known as the Third Secret. Now, the words of Colonel Sedano, when it was released at the time in 2000, he called it a prophetic vision similar to those found in sacred scripture. All right, this is the vision. I write in obedience to you, my God, who command me to do so through His Excellency the Bishop of Leyra and through my Most Holy Mother. This is Lucia talking. After the two parts which I have already explained, at the left of Our Lady and a little bit above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand, flashing. It gave out flames which looked as though they would set the world on fire. But they died out in contact with the splendour that Our Lady radiated towards him from her right hand. Pointing to the earth with his right hand, the angel cried out in a loud voice, "Penance, penance, penance," and we saw in an immense light that is God, something similar to how people appear in a mirror when they pass in front of it, and a bishop dressed in white. We had the impression that it was the Holy Father. Other bishops, priests, men and women religious, going up a steep mountain, at the top of which there was a big cross of rough hewn trunks, as of a cork tree with the bark. Before reaching there, the Holy Father passed through a big city, half in ruins, and half trembling with halting step, afflicted with pain and sorrow, he prayed for the souls of the corpses he met on his way. Having reached the top of the mountain, on his knees at the foot of the big cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers who fired bullets and arrows at him. And in the same way, there died one after the other, bishops, priests, men and women religious, and various lay people at different ranks and positions. Beneath the two arms of the cross, there were two angels, each with a crystal ciborium in his hand, in which they gathered up the blood of the martyrs and with it sprinkled the souls as they were making their way to God. Now, so that's the vision of the Third Secret. There was actually another letter which had the explanation, because, of course, it's a pretty... Well, it's very hard to describe actually what that means. What is the half-ruined city? Is it Rome? How did the city become to be in ruins? So we really don't know much more about it. But I just want today to say a little bit about what Our Lady mentioned, the five Saturdays. And this is quite extraordinary, because she promised that if people do the five first Saturdays, that's the first Saturday of each month for five consecutive months, she promises final perseverance. Now, saints can't earn that. That's absolutely incredible. So she will give all the graces necessary that we need for eternal salvation. So I'm just going to read from a leaflet here. How do I start the first Saturdays? In fact, a friend of mine, I won't mention her name, but she was so excited when she saw me on Sunday at Mass. She said, "Claire, I've done four first Saturdays and I've only got one more to do." She was so excited because she'd been to one of my talks when I said, "You must do the five Saturdays." So, as I said, on July the 13th, Our Lady appeared for the third time to the children at Fatima and showed them the vision of hell. And she appeared 8 years later, on December the 10th, 1925, and she appeared to Lucia. Our Lady did indeed come back. She appeared with the child Jesus in the convent of the Dorothean sisters in Pontevedra. Jesus spoke first, "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, which is covered with thorns, which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, while there is no one to remove them with an act of reparation." And here's the great promise that Our Lady gave. Our Lady then said, "My daughter, Look at my heart, surrounded by thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You, at least, try to console me and say that I promise to assist at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for salvation. All those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months go to confession and receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for a quarter of an hour while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the intention of making reparation to me. So people ask, why are there five first Saturdays and not seven or nine? So here are the reasons. Lucia was asked this question, and she asked our Lord and received a very simple answer. My daughter, the motive is simple. There are five kinds of offences and blasphemies uttered against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The first one is the blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception. The second is the blasphemies against her perpetual virginity. The third, blasphemies against her divine maternity and as the Mother of God. Blasphemies of those who openly seek to foster in the hearts of children indifference or even hatred for our Immaculate Mother. And lastly, the offences of those who directly outrage her and her holy images. From the above, you can see it's easy to see that each of the five Saturdays can correspond to a specific offence. By offering the graces received during each first Saturday as reparation and for the offences being prayed for, you can hope to help thorns from Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. So what do I have to do? The devotion of the first Saturdays as required by Our Lady of Fatima carries with it an assurance of salvation. Now that's phenomenal. Think about that. By doing and making the five first Saturdays, you have an assurance of salvation. However, to derive profit from such a great promise of Our Lady, the devotion must be properly understood and duly performed. So the stipulation, you have to have been to confession, you have to be in a state of grace, obviously, to receive communion, you have to pray five decades of the Rosary, and you meditate on one or more of the Rosary mysteries for 15 minutes, keeping Our Lady company, and to do all of these things in the spirit of reparation to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, and to observe all these practices for the first Saturday in five consecutive months. So confession. So a reparative confession means that the confession should only not only be good, valid and licit, but also be offered in the spirit of reparation, in this case to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. So this confession may be made on the first Saturday itself or some days before or after the first Saturdays, as long as you're in a state of grace, obviously, to receive Holy Communion. Now communion, the communion of reparation must be sacramental, duly received with the intention of making reparation to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. So this offering, like the confession, is an interior act, and so there's no external action to express what has just taken place. Now the rosary, of course, the rosary mentioned here indicates what, you know, we understand by the rosary, that's five decades. And the meditation for 15 minutes, it's a meditation on one mystery or more, depending what you can choose there. And you spend it with Our Lady before the Blessed Sacrament and just making reparation. And I think one of the important things here is that Our Lady really wants us to live our lives heroically. And by that I mean, we all lead pretty difficult lives in one shape or form. There's problems of every day, and Our Lady is just asking us, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, whether you are a mum at home, a single mother, you've never been married, or you're elderly, or you're young, whatever your station in life, Our Lady is just asking that you do that with the intention of making reparation to her. So that's the main motivation. So let's see, the five consecutive first Saturdays. So the idea of the Saturdays is obviously to make us persevere in our devotional acts for these Saturdays and overcome all of our initial difficulties. Now, it is 3 o'clock, it's Divine Mercy time, and every week we do a shortened version of the prayer, the Divine Mercy prayer. Now, this is an incredible prayer. It is God's mercy, our Lord's mercy, and he told Saint Faustina, who he shared these prayers with, that if people did not pass first through his mercy, they would then have to pass through his judgment. So I would suggest everyone familiar with the Divine Mercy prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Now, if you're pregnant and worried, you don't have to worry any longer, because there is help at hand. There is a fantastic organisation in Auckland, Family Life International, 0800 for Life. That's 0800 for Life. And they are just at the end of the phone, and you can get great advice. You can get practical help. If you need anything to do with babies and cots and bassinets and all sorts of things, beautiful knitting, nappies, you name it, they will give practical aid once your baby is born. But certainly if you just want someone to talk to, just give them a ring and you'll find a very friendly person on the end of the phone. I was very fortunate to work there for a while myself, and hopefully I will be able to volunteer in the future. So it's a great organisation. Now, if you tuned in last time, you might have heard me relay this beautiful little story. Gary was very devoted to praying the rosary, and two of my five grandchildren knew Gary very, very well, and they just absolutely adored him. And he was like a big kid, and he used to run around and chase them and make them squeal and all sorts of things. Anyway, they just loved him. Anyway, the five-year-old came out a couple of weeks ago and said to his mother in the morning, "I saw Gary last night." And the mother, knowing how much this little boy loved Gary, said, "Oh, that's lovely. Where was he?" "He was in heaven with Jesus." "Oh, okay. So what was he doing?" "He was praying the rosary." Now, if you knew Gary, you would know that's exactly what Gary would be doing. He actually had a pair of rosary beads around his neck. You couldn't see them, but you could just see the slight edges, because he liked to have it close so that he could always pray the rosary every spare moment he got. So I'd just like to pray, I'd like to tell you the 15 promises of Our Lady to Christians who pray the rosary. And don't forget, it's not just for Catholics, it's for everyone, Christians, anyone who would like to pray to Our Lady. And of course, this is a meditation. We're not praying to Our Lady, we're praying through Our Lady to Jesus. She always points the way, and like a good son, he can never refuse his mother. He's a good Jewish boy. Number one, whoever shall faithfully by the recitation of the rosary shall receive single graces. I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. It will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. Whoever shall recite the rosary devoutly, applying himself to considerations of the sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. God will not chastise him in his justice. He shall not perish by an unprovided death. If he be just, he shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. Whoever shall have a true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. Those who are faithful in reciting the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. The faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the rosary. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. I have obtained from my divine Son, all the advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death. All who recite the rosary are my sons and brothers of my only Son, Jesus Christ. Devotion of my rosary is a great sign of destination. What amazing promises. So don't neglect to do what Our Lady asked at Fatima, and that is to pray the Holy Rosary every day. All right, I'd like to finish the program, as I always do, with that beautiful song, "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother."
The road is long. Brother, so on we go.